From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump reversed years of chilled relations with Egypt Monday, welcoming President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to the White House.
We agree on so many things. I just want to let everybody know, in case there was any doubt, that we are very much behind President el-Sisi. He's done a fantastic job in a very difficult situation. We are very much behind Egypt and the people of Egypt.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer said the two had a candid dialogue. It was the first White House visit by an Egyptian leader since former President Barack Obama hosted Hosni Mubarak in 2009. Relations grew frosty after Egypt's military overthrew the country's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi. Middle East Institute scholar David Mack said while the two leaders have much in common, he's not sure how much economic and security aid Mr. Trump can get from Congress.
So under the circumstances, I think it was natural that this meeting would go well between the two of them. The real question is whether President Trump can deliver. And I'm afraid that there are going to be a lot of problems.
However, he said the two countries can forge closer ties in the fight against jihadism. Members of South Africa's ruling African National Congress huddled to discuss the fallout from last week's sacking of the finance minister by President Jacob Zuma. The opposition also met. Democratic Alliance opposition leader Musi Momani said the sacking of Pravin Gordhan is the latest sign Mr. Zuma must go.
The rather reckless reshuffling that has taken place by President Jacob Zuma, and ultimately whose interest is in amassing personal wealth and weakening the state in a manner that seeks to steal from the people.
Six opposition parties said they planned mass protests while pursuing a no-confidence motion. This is VOA News. A blast at a train car in the Russian city St. Petersburg Monday killed 11, wounded dozens. The attack, according to Russia's Interfax news agency, was carried out by a suicide bomber with ties to radical Islamists. Russian President Vladimir Putin, who visited the scene, said law enforcement authorities are trying to determine all the facts while caring for the victims and the families. The blast caused international condemnation, including from White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
The United States condemns this reprehensible attack and act of violence. Our thoughts and prayers are with the injured and with the Russian people as we extend our deepest condolence to the loved ones who have been killed and injured.
There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The attack is being treated as an act of terrorism. A general strike has hit Kinshasa, capital of Democratic Republic of Congo, called by the opposition, following a breakdown in power-sharing talks with President Joseph Kabila's political allies. Last year, strikes turned violent, but Monday's job action appeared to be mostly peaceful, with stores and banks closed. In Syria, the government airstrikes near Damascus Monday killed at least 22 people and wounded scores of others. The target was the rebel-held city of Douma. The army said it hit at the heart of the insurgent positions in eastern Ghouta, killing scores of terrorists. The area has been besieged by government forces since 2013. At the UN, the U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said she doesn't believe the Syrian people want President Bashar al-Assad to remain as their leader.
But we continue to strongly condemn the actions of Assad and what he has done, and he continues to be directly on our radar.
Haley said continued Russian and Iranian support of Mr. Assad is also concerning. She referred to the Syrian leader as a hindrance to peace efforts. Ecuadorian socialist presidential candidate Lenin Moreno Monday celebrated victory, even as his conservative challenger Guillermo Lasso demanded a recount. The paraplegic former vice president secured more than 51% of the vote in Sunday's runoff to Lasso's 49%. Mr. Moreno's victory reverses a trend in the region of right-of-center politics, with victories in Brazil, Argentina, and Peru. In Colombia, the death toll is now 273 from Friday night's flooding and mudslide. Rescuers continue searching for more bodies after the heavy rains caused three rivers to overflow their banks, causing an avalanche of mud and debris that hit the southern town of Mocoa. President Juan Manuel Santos made a third visit to the areas Monday, suggesting climate change was responsible. President Donald Trump Monday donated his first quarter of his salary to the National Park Service. The Interior Secretary said the more than $70,000 will be used to improve the infrastructure of many of the nation's preserved battlefields. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.